3, 2, 1.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
DLC Productions.
Making women justice like,
let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of The Boxing Voice. Don't forget hashtag TBV Podcast. And the phone number to call in and voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline on this very topic, PBC's Fighter of the Year, Jermell Charlo. Now that Jermell has had two stellar wins in 2017, will we see PBC invest in him? That is the question. And obviously, do you feel he deserves Fighter of the Year? We know this is a PBC Fighter of the Year, but stack him against the rest of the fighters. Where does he fall? Let me head on out to the Golden State, to the home of the Hips 100. Let's get this thing started.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Conor
McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. And before we get into anything, remember, go to amcreditrepair.com and use promo code TheBoxingVoice. I want to get your credit right and get your life right. You want that credit back in the 700s. You know, if you've been going through a divorce, you know, you've had some issues, you know, you've had some student loan debt, you know, whatever it is, definitely hit up amcreditrepair.com and use promo code TheBoxingVoice. And, you know, satisfaction absolutely guaranteed or your money back. And tell them we sent you. Trust us. You will enjoy it, and you will be satisfied. And Jermell Charlo being named PBC Fighter of the Year, I'm not surprised. But again, I think the narrative of that we've sort of established with these PBC awards is that it's sort of them trying to put on someone. Similar to Marcus Brown being named Prospect of the Year. Even though he's not a prospect, they want to put some shine on him. I think this is another attempt to put some shine on a potential new young face of not only PBC, but potentially the sport. So I think it's a great pick. Can't wait to delve into it. Can't wait to chop it up with you, Ness, and the college. It'd be a fun one.
Well, Matt, I mean, great pick almost indicates that you feel they were correct in picking Charlo for Fighter of the Year.
Can you name a PBC fighter that has had a better year?
I would much rather hear why you feel it's a good pick.
I think the Lubin win, even though people want to really discredit because of Lubin's lack of a resume, so to speak, or a deep resume, which is there. That is a credible critique. Rehyped it up. We all hyped up Lubin. We all thought he was a great prospect. He was named Prospect of the Year, I think, last year. We all thought he was destined for something. And for Charlo to ice him in less than a round the way he did, with one shot, basically, similar to how I give Terrence Crawford so much credit over an Ndongo and Felix Diaz because of the way he beat him, even though those opponents are pseudo subpar. With Lubin, it's the same thing. The way he beat Lubin was so incredible. I have to give him credit. And let's be honest, at 154 pounds, the division's a little bit weak. The division's a little bit top-heavy at the moment. So Lubin was absolutely a top-10 opponent at that time. Let's be honest about the situation. And Charles Hatley, whatever anyone wants to say about Charles Hatley, that was a fun fight that had a lot of buildup. And like similar to the Felix Diaz fight or the Julius Nogger fight or other fights I mentioned about dominance, he dominated Hatley and knocked him out. So I have to give him credit. And I thought he put on a breakout year performances back-to-back. And it seemed the spotlight is on him. And I think this is them saying, hey, we know that you had a great year. Let's give you that shine. And maybe we're going to now invest in you going forward.
I mean, it's difficult for me to say that he is without a counter argument. Can you think of any other guys that deserve to be mentioned with Fighter of the Year? Terrence Crawford, obviously, is one we've been mentioning around here a lot.
Let's keep it under PBC umbrella. Maybe a Badu Jack.
Well, no, that's the thing. They have to keep it in the umbrella of their own fighters for multiple reasons, you know? Like you said, give shine. But let's open it up. Let's see how their Fighter of the Year would have stacked up in a real award with all fighters in one pool.
He would not have won. Let's be quite honest about that. He would not have won.
So to you, Crawford's two wins are bigger than the two wins of Jermell Charlo?
Yes.
Is there any other? Lomachenko's two wins?
Or three wins for Lomachenko. Yes. And especially the Rigondeaux win, especially. And I would also throw Anthony Joshua in there.
And you think Joshua's two wins, Takam and Vladimir also?
Mikey Garcia. Mike Garcia is another name. And another name that's under the PBC umbrella, potentially. So he's another name that arguably could have been here. But I don't think he's direct.
Will all those guys deserve Fighter of the Year over Charlo?
Yeah.
So fashion, I guess level of opposition outweighs the fashion in which you do the deed.
No, it's a combination of the two. And I don't have the right equation as to which one is more important, but you know, Crawford dominated his opposition in a similar fashion as Jermell Charlo, I would say. Right? And the pure competition that Anthony Joshua faced, that Mikey Garcia faced, you know, that's hard to argue against, I would say.
I mean, if we stack each fighter, I guess Charlo's opponents fall in the Lomachenko category, but Lomachenko trumps him with the Rigondeaux fight. So I guess let's go to the second half of the title. Will PBC invest in Jermell now? Because many boxing pundits believed, and let's not forget the fans, they all believed that once the once then undefeated Erickson Lubin was going to be a serious threat for Charlo, if not, was going to dethrone him for that WBC title. That did not happen.
No, the exact opposite happened.
His first defense of that title, he won it in spectacular fashion, and he won that title in come-from-behind spectacular fashion. He's been on a knockout streak. It seems, I guess, like the logical thing to do in investing in Charlo, but I won't make the question as easy as you did for the rest of the world in the title. I'll ask you, how do you invest in Jermell Charlo? What do you do for 2018 to satisfy Matthew Hunter?
If I was a consumer that wanted to see more of Jermell Charlo, I mean, he almost has the Deontay Wilder route. I mean, it's from the South, like Deontay Wilder. There's a market there. There's a huge African-American market there, especially in Atlanta. So why not go there? And again, he also has Dallas and Houston because he's from Texas. So those are massive markets. Those are ginormous markets that he could enter and have success in. Reality TV is a way to go, obviously. I know some fans internationally don't understand that. And I've seen comments about that they misconstrued what reality TV really means for athletes. It's I don't think it's necessarily a knock. There's a ton of major superstars and stars overall that do reality TV. Hell, the Kardashians, the biggest stars in the world, have a reality TV show. So let's just be honest about the positive effects that a reality TV show can do. I think Jermell Charlo is perfect for that. You can feature it on some music videos with guys like the Migos, Gucci Mane, Young Thug, anybody from Atlanta and that overall area or Houston who has another thriving music industry and market, I would say. You just put him there. You make him seen and visible more. You don't necessarily need to invest a lot of money to do that. You just need to put him in spots. Make sure he's pictured with the right people, shaking hands with the right people. That's what did Broner wonders. That Broner was just pictured with a Nicki Minaj. He's pictured just with T-Pain or these people or whoever it was, or Gucci Mane or whoever it was. He was just pictured with these people. It didn't matter. That's not a lot of money that that a promoter needs to drop. You just need to put him in those places.
I just want to mention some of the names that Charlo beat to win PBC's Fighter of the Year. Mikey Garcia was a runner-up, the 135-pound title holder, who's also going to be moving up to 140 to face Sergey Lipinets for that IBF 140-pound title. And also Robert Easter, the other 135-pound title holder, was also trumped by the young Jermell Charlo. And can't forget the other 154-pound champion, Jarrett Hurd, who had a bigger win, if not two bigger wins. I would say that Harrison is a bigger name than Hatley and that Trout is a bigger name than Lubin. But he defeated Hurd in the race for Fighter of the Year in the PBC realm. And he also defeated heavyweight kingpin Deontay Wilder for Fighter of the Year. Wilder having the Gerald Washington knockout and the Bermain Stiverne knockout. I can see him trumping Wilder due to public perception and how they want a better win for Wilder. Listen, I'm going to head on out to the phone lines, but first a word from our sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
And while Matt told you how to get your life and credit right, he didn't give you the phone number. That number for amcreditrepair.com is 1-718-820-8580. 1-718-820-8580. Remember to head on over to amcreditrepair.com. You can sign up right there and use promo code The Boxing Voice. We're going to head on out to the first one here and the last one to leave. None other than New Jersey's own. I mean.
The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up. Let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree with it.
I mean. Poor Amin. Just listening.
All right. Just listening. So, Matt, I guess let's wrap it up. Final thoughts. Jermell Charlo. Not really bringing the people out. I guess they didn't believe in this Fighter of the Year too much. We'll see how the podcast numbers look. But the callers that are there are just listening. And the chatters that are here are just chatting.
Well, let's be honest. It's the holidays. You know, yeah. Thursday show, Damien. People are busy. You know, I get it. You know, like we come here for when you guys are traveling, and you get on your iPod or iPhone. Do people even have iPods anymore? But iPhone. You go to the podcast app for iTunes and all that shit, and you go to the Boxing Voice. You have plenty of content to listen on airplanes and bar rides for all the holiday season. So you're welcome.
I actually bumped into one of our listeners at the airport. We took a picture together. He actually wrote me just recently, I think, on one of the social media. So shout out to you. You know, it was actually dope you know, to be recognized.
Yo, I got recognized at the gym the other day.
That's dope, bro. That's dope, man. But listen, we're working, bro. We're working. I mean, I don't know. I don't think dinner's done, man. I'm ready to go again. I mean, but there's just nothing. We got to wait for the new year. But who knows what Matt brings you? I don't know. We don't know. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO.
I'm Matt, the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And remember, I'm pretty sure, like 99.9% sure, I'm doing a live fight chat for the UFC fight tomorrow. Even if Nestor doesn't show up, even though he's been like pseudo-promising to make an appearance.
It's the real link, and I don't have to go crazy, you know? I got the TV right here in the office, but if it's you know... You know, if you're gonna make it difficult, I'm not jumping through hoops of UFC fire.
I understand that. I understand that. But everyone have a happy holidays, or happy New Year's, I should say. Peace.
Yeah, we will be back tomorrow sometime around, I think, maybe 2 to 3 in the afternoon, East Coast time, or what? 1, 2, 3. Do it that way. Shake the dice up. 1, 2, 3. Peace.